Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, published best-selling author, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, and speaker. Yesterday was the celebration of 4th of July, which is actually a historic day, which should be treasured, respected, and taken seriously. There are so many good reasons for celebrating that day. Yet there are laws, and those laws should be obeyed and accidents prevented or avoided. My question is, then why do we have so many accidents, fatal and otherwise, on the 4th of July? Unbelievable. I just did some research and I observed last night what happened. The reason why I'm so cautious about it is, number one, as a child, way back when in Europe, we were only allowed to have certain things that were legal at that time under strict supervision from our parents, and everybody else had to stand 10, 20 feet behind us so nobody would get injured. So I was always taught respect for others, for myself, and safety. And so when I see what's going on here, it makes my hair stand up. Also, a few years ago, I could not even count on how many flying, burning objects landed on my rooftop. And I was afraid that my house is going to catch on fire. Even though sometimes it looks like it's just smoldering a little bit, enough of that can cause enough heat to catch on fire. I mean, just look at the wildfires up north again. So many million acres burned down. Unbelievable. We had so many millions of acres burned down since last year all over the United States. Why aren't we learning from that? Well, I just wanted to put a little bit of a perspective to this, because all my shows have to do with mental, physical, and financial health. Well, why does this come in handy? Or why does this even come to surface? Whenever an accident happens, or a house burns down, or a house burns, even if it can be extinguished, there are major emotional trauma involved, financial issues, because it's got to be fixed up, and sometimes, or quite often, the insurance doesn't pay everything, and so it causes stress. And you know, I just became a best-selling author for my stress reduction book, and it's on Amazon.com under my name as the author, Denise Thompson, so you can find it easily if you're interested in it. And when I look at that, looking from the health perspective as a certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, as a person who's been an educator with a master's in education, and as a person who just wrote a book and is a bestseller, it really is paining my heart to see what is happening and what could be prevented. Actually, last night I thought, oh my goodness, I even have it posted on my LED at the street house, you know, the one that's facing the street. Please abide by the laws and don't have any fireworks, private fireworks in the neighborhood. Go to a public one that's supervised by the police, by the fire department, by everybody who's responsible for that. So when I saw that, over the last few years, there have been decapitations to blindness, death, fires, and much more, I really was scared. So when I heard the fireworks go off around 6:30, it was not even dark yet, and I couldn't see anything. All I heard was that bang, bang, da-da-da-da, bang, and I wasn't sure, is it fireworks or gunshots? I wasn't I wasn't really thrilled about it. And then when it got dark, I could start seeing fireworks. And honestly, between San Pedro and Long Beach, San Pedro, Queen Mary, Long Beach, Signal Hill, and some other places, I counted 6 to 7 fireworks going off simultaneously. And I go, isn't that a bit overdoing it? Why don't we have one bigger one, maybe even on the ocean, with no boats around or nothing, just like they did in Europe, or still do, actually. I remember we were able to go on the lake with our boat to go see the fireworks in Europe. And it was so cool because they told us to have to be so many kilometers away from the boat, and we were always safe. It was amazing, but we had the best view. And nobody was allowed to get close because you never know when something misfires. And so I go, oh, wow, all these safety regulations that I grew up with that were so much fun because nobody got injured, nothing happened, they're being totally ignored here. And I don't know if it's just my area or if it's in the entire U.S., but I just wish people would heed some of the 4th of July tips. I have an article in front of me from Daspit Law Firm, and it says holiday safety tips for 4th of July, and that's for July 2nd, 2018, so it's very, very current. It says the 4th of July is nearly here, and our entire legal team at the Daspit Law Firm would like to wish everyone a happy Independence Day. During this time of year, we believe it is important to reflect on what it means to live in America and to celebrate a great democracy where we have laws and a civil justice system in place that protect the rights of victims when they suffer injuries that could and should have been prevented. Although we encourage 4th of July celebrations, we also know the dangers and risk associated with this summer holiday. In fact, our personal injury lawyers see notable seasonal trends when it comes to the types of accidents cases we handle in summer months, and especially those around July 4th. And they say there are some tips that you should take, you know, consider drunk driving accidents or just being drunk and impaired while driving. Very dangerous. Take Uber or Lyft or something like that to stay out of harm's way and to avoid causing harm to others. Other roadway risks. Drunk driving is not the only risk we face on public roads and highways during holidays like 4th of July. In fact, motorists face increased risk of accidents posed by many factors, including substantial increases in motor vehicle traffic, more pedestrians and bicyclists, events that close roadways or slow traffic near roads, and more. You're planning on hitting the road to start a vacation or get you where you'll be celebrating? Keep these increased risks in mind and be extra vigilant behind the wheel. This means not only avoiding drinking and driving, but also distracted driving, high speeds, dangerous lane changes, and other risky driving behaviors. Boating under the influence. It causes so many accidents, and boating accidents quite often in these circumstances are fatal. Fireworks are very risky. Just last year in another state, a father got blown up in front of his young son by fireworks, and he was killed. Others had fires. There were 10,000 plus, it says, yeah, it said that there's 10,000 plus people a year in the U.S. that suffer injuries, burns, or fatalities due to fireworks because we are not cautious. We don't care. And I'm saying we because I don't want to point fingers at anybody. I just want to create an awareness to make sure that next year is going to be safer. Actually, what bugged me the most, to be honest with you, was The fireworks went from 6:30 till about 10:30, 10:45, 11:00, and then it finally was quiet for a little bit. And I thought that, you know, the noise ordinance stopped at 10 o'clock, so it went way past. So I went to bed, and around 11:30, the fireworks started again. But they sounded even much closer. So I believe those must have been in the neighborhood. But because I was in bed and semi-asleep by then, I did not see where they were, nor did I contact police. But also, in my defense, I did not hear one single siren going off to stop anybody. Though I have read that some people got arrested yesterday with having 5,000 pounds or more in illegal fireworks on hand that they wanted to shoot off because they were able to get those from states where those fireworks are legal. And they just bring them in by car and think they can, you know, they can shoot them loose here. They can ignite them and have fun. But it's not just their safety, it's everybody else's safety at risk too. So water safety, grilling safety, those are all things that are so important. So you can go to https://www.daspitlaw.com and read up on those holiday safety tips and some of the things that have happened. There are more. Uh-oh. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, it's just really sad when you see all these postings, what happened. Oh my gosh. All right, so there's just way too much to get into it, and to I don't want to get emotional because this is too important to me. So I think it might be good for you to do your own research a little bit and prepare for next year. Keep it safe and sound. Having fun is great, and it is important that we have fun, but keeping safe and keeping others safe is more important. So I'm just saying here, I told you, I did post it on my LED sign, and I have no clue if anybody heeded my advice. As I said, I heard a lot of fireworks and no police cars, and I had fireworks, flying ones, landing on my rooftop, and that was really scary. So I just want to say, please be careful. Take care of yourself, your loved ones, and be considerate about your neighbors. Make sure you reduce stress. And again, if you need more about that, you can get my stress reduction book on Amazon.com under my name, Denise Thompson, Thomson, as the author. You can get it in Kindle form for $2.99 or hard copy for $6.99. Or if you want a autographed hard copy, you can get it from me for $10. So those are things that you can do to prevent stress from further affecting you or people around you. Prepare, make sure you know what you're doing, and just really, really watch out, because when you keep calm and you're prepared and you're not mentally stressed, you don't do anything silly or stupid, which prevents you from having accidents, which prevents you from spending more money and having more stress. And it's supposed to be a happy time. Let's make sure that next year is going to be one of the happiest and safest 4th of July's ever. And I just wish everybody a marvelous summer. Protect your skin. Protect your head. Be sure that everything is okay. Hydrate enough. And if you have any health questions, you can always contact me. I didn't have time to write that in, but you have it from previous ones. Take care and have a great week.